Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know what's not a thing anymore? One of the many things that are not things anymore. Sorry, the show will never have sounded older than it's about to. The update starts not always exactly 3 p.m. sharp, like if we were sort of in the Jim Rome days where they would end at an exact second and then, you know, things would sort of be perfect. Because One Bills Live is local, so it's not always exactly, but it's usually like 3 o'clock. The update starts 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I say to you, I realize I need water. I'm going out to get water. Leave the studio. Get out there, the bistro, where the sink is, where the water is. There are microwave ovens there. Do people still call them ovens? Are they just microwaves? There are microwaves out there, 257. And it hits me, like, that's not a thing anymore where you're like, oh, my, I thought it was 5 minutes later or earlier. That everybody's on exactly the same time now. Right? Your phone tells you what time it is.
Sure, your phone does. Those are not synced up to the, those are not, that's not Apple.
No, those that's right.
Those are manually set. And I am the sort of person that walks out there and I know what time it is and it bothers me when they're off.
But you haven't changed the clocks on the microwaves.
I can barely figure out how to do it on my own coffee maker and microwave at home, let alone I'm not going to fool around with the one here.
You do see yourself doing this, though, perhaps in the future.
Now that we've talked about it, yeah. I mean, I mean, I'm never going to get the vending machine thing solved. I mean, that's just chaos.
Why it's creeping
why
out.
Why they're
vending machine creep.
Crooked. And I think it's still... Anyway, but maybe I could fix the time.
No, but there's no anymore in our world. There's no, like, oh, I thought it was 5 minutes earlier. You can't get away with that.
No, that's right.
Because your phone tells you what time it is.
Right.
It doesn't make a suggestion.
Yeah.
It doesn't ask you. Like, no, this is, you accept the phone time to be the real time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You always would.
And you barely really have even the excuse of a time change twice a year anymore because your phone takes care of that for you. Like, if you depend on your coffee maker or microwave, you could be in trouble. But, like, if you have a phone, you're going to wait, like, oh, yeah, today was the day.
Do you have this in your car, too? My car will make me, I know. We've made a lot of progress as a people, but my car, 2023 model, still I have to go in and check the box.
I definitely have to change it manually. My truck's a 2014, so I have to do that. I know.
How many wheels?
my wife has a 2019 vehicle, and my son and I got in it one day right after the time change, and the time was correct. And I said to Leo, this car must change the time automatically, like an Apple Watch or something, because there is no way your mom changed the time.
Oh, listen to this.
She just is not something she would be cognizant of, that, like what the time says in her car. I just can't imagine her caring at all about it, ever. Or
well, the way you've said, you've talked about her, like she doesn't really care what time it is.
Right. Or,
ever.
Or right. Or no... how to change it. Like, I just can't see her sitting there going through the touchscreens doing that. There's no way.
Okay.
I've always done that in her cars. Like, the whole time we've known one another, I've always taken care of that. But we got in that car, whatever, right after the spring forward, and, oh, it's right. The car must just autocorrect.
In mine, the last two cars I've had, both Hyundai, you have to, you go in, and it's like there's a box. Daylight savings time, question mark, kind of that. And then you don't change the actual numbers, but you just,
just
check that box
that,
and it moves you an hour up or an hour back.
Yeah.
So interesting. I have a fun thing here, I think. So we are 1 week and what, 3 hours? When does it start? 4 hours? Seven?
This first round begins at 7 or 8. I don't even know for sure.
Hopefully 7.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So we're 1 week and a few hours away from the start of the
it's
draft.
It's got to be 7. We've gotten 7. Right out of here and gone to start watching it. So yeah.
It's got to be 7.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, who was the player 1 year ago that I either wanted for the Bills or predicted for the Bills? And I could not remember. There doesn't have to be someone.
Yeah. I have an answer ready for this.
Flowers?
Yeah. That was my favorite of the receivers. And I'm not just saying that because I think he had maybe the best year of the – he was the guy that I thought felt – he looked the most like Diggs to me. Watching him play college football, I thought, like, if I'm looking to replace Diggs eventually, there's my guy.
I don't know how well you remember the game, but not to say that you're wrong about that. How good is the argument that Zay Flowers cost Baltimore a Super Bowl trip? He had a terrible penalty and a fumble at the goal line.
Right. Tough.
They lost 13-10.
Yeah.
Anyway, I liked him too. I liked him last year too. So I have this computer that tells me things that I forget. I can go back and check. Right. And so I found last year, round one of the draft was on April 27th. We had a leap year, so it's 2 days different this year. This year is the 25th. April 27th. 2023. I went and looked up my notes from that day, and the first two words on my notes from draft day last year is Zay Flowers. And I wrote, do I still have it open? I wrote, you have to fade New England for Zay Flowers. Who did they pick? They didn't pick any of these guys. So, of course, as you said, the Ravens.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch of stuff in there, too, about trades and, you know, everything else. But Zay Flowers... I didn't get my answer to who I wanted or who I was predicting, and I don't remember from my notes from that day. But I looked up a week earlier, so today. Today, we are doing 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live. It'll be on the radio, too. But also on camera, Sal, Sneaky Joe, Nate Geary, Jeremy will all take turns being on with us today between 4 and 6. Did the same thing last year. So I thought maybe I should look up. It was April 20th, 1 week before, and I found my answer. You're not going to remember because I didn't spend a lot of time. Like, I wasn't banging drums.
Yeah. I don't think I really was either, but because I thought, like, I'll take whatever guy is there, but if I have a choice, Flowers was my favorite of the bunch.
I was never on tight end of Knox.
Mm-hmm.
They paid Knox. Why would they draft round one?
Right.
Like, why would they draft a tight end? So I was never on Kincaid. But I had some fun with this player throughout the process, namely with Chris Trapasso and some of his visits. And on April 20th, I don't know what I said, but what I wrote that day was, let's plant flags today. We've got our Facebook Live show. Give me Osiris Torrance.
All right. Well, I hope you said that.
I hope I said
it. If you wrote it.
Does it matter?
I feel like, this is a better record than talking, I think.
Way better.
Right?
It's like tweeting.
Right.
If you really mean it, you're going to tweet it.
Right.
Not just say it in here.
Right.
Osiris Torrance was my, whatever extent,
right,
flag plant last year. And I don't know whether I was predicting it or rooting for it. Actually, what I really wrote was Bijan, LOL, but Osiris Torrance.
Yeah.
Because Bijan Robinson would have been the most fun to argue about. That's usually what I want. I want some. Osiris Torrance is the opposite. Offensive line is like the opposite of, controversial, interesting Like, if the Bills drafted an offensive lineman in the first round, it could be one of 10 guys, and it's the same conversation.
Right.
You know, pretty much.
Like, yeah, you got to respect the trenches.
The trenches. No matter who it is.
Right.
He'll be huge. He'll be from a big school.
There's usually, you know, the hottest take you're going to get is, I need skills. I need skill positions. I'll find linemen wherever. Get me more talent on the outside or whatever. But it's hard to be real, real mad about, you know, them shoring up the line of scrimmage, I think. That's sound and pretty great that they got that guy coming back around in the second round.
Is it how low on the list this year is O-line for first round possibilities? It's above quarterback. It's above punter. It's above linebacker.
I think it's
above tight end.
Yes.
The Bills are not drafting. They're not trading up for Brock Bowers or drafting tight end 2 at pick 28.
What they've done there with the removal of Morse and the trade of Bates, first round, no. I mean, they do not need a starting caliber player. They don't need someone to jump in there. Will they address offensive line somewhere in this draft? I think absolutely. But it would stun me right now if that turned into a first round need. And that's not, you know, how could that come to pass? There's a guy that they have rated as the 10th best player in the draft. And somehow that, you know, no other team, the fit isn't right and the guy's just there and he's just glaring. Wow. This is the best guy. And it's not even close. Then maybe they do it. And my brain starts falling out of my head. I respect everything about like the Torrance idea and shoring up your lines, but I feel like they're short, at least on offense, to an extent. But they did lose a couple of, you know, a key depth piece and a very high level center. And, you know, I know they've got a plan in place, but you know, if the best center in the draft is there at 28, could they do that? I guess it wouldn't stun me.
Okay, I think that's right.
It would upset me. I don't think it would stun me. No,
yes, it would not upset me. I'll say it.
Wow,
upset me.
Who even are you anymore?
Because I am worried. I am really against the grain on this. Like, I am worried that if the Bills even pick at 28. Which I think is better than picking way higher. Like, it's fun to think about Malik Nabers and other guys, but I probably won't like that trade if they were to make that trade. I'm worried that Brian Thomas and A.D. Mitchell both have sort of, like, it's fool's gold. Athletically, it's unbelievable. But too many problems with the stats. I don't know, details, if you will. I don't want to dwell on it. There's a lot you don't know. Character, work ethic stuff. There are questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mitchell, that's been part of the conversation all along. I don't know about Thomas, but really, like, I think I wouldn't be that optimistic for this. And today, if they did that, I would rather, like, Bill Barnwell has this great idea. I would love to do something like it, but it's totally his at this point. The mock draft where every team trades the pick. Like, Sean McIndoe has done something like that with hockey. Barnwell, I read this today. It's a free column. It's fun. And the trades are not connected. So it's just like, let's make a trade with this pick 32 times all the way through the first round. And the Bills trade is on the boring side, but it's trading down with the Raiders. 28 for 44 and 77. Like, I just think that's a no-brainer to do if I were the Bills. I would maybe they care about optics. You know, you got to have a first-round pick or something like that. Enough with the trading up. Enough. Like, this is way better. This is the same player at 44, probably. I mean, that's what history tells. It's pretty much, if you're going wide receiver, your odds are almost the same at 44 than 28. Same player. I keep my second. What is that, 60?
Yep.
And then I'm adding a third round pick, which I don't have. Like, that's just, please offer me that. I can't wait to say yes if you offer me that. I don't expect the Bills to do that, but there are some people that think they will. The receiver at 28, I think we're looking forward to a decade of comps that are not likely to win out. I mean, maybe, This guy will get Josh Allen. The next guy will get Bryce Young, right? I mean, that's true. That's part of it. That's big. But the logic works that in that respect, too. Like, just give me 44 then, and I'll put him with Josh Allen, and I'll do better than Carolina, whoever you want. So that's where I am with this, a week away. Brandon Bean today, go ahead.
I hate that idea.
You hate trading down?
Yeah.
Really? It's so bad?
Philosophically, I understand it, of course. I mean, if that even needs to be said. And having more shots. I have a hole on my team that needs to be filled. And the further I go, like, I'm not sure that the sixth best receiver is going to be the same as the 10th best receiver, say. You might be right, but I don't know it. So that's part of the reason why even trading up appeals to me, is because I have a hole to fill. I created a hole on my roster. I moved a guy that accounted for 150 targets in my passing game last year and for the 3 years prior to, and I don't have a replacement in-house. I'm going to need to go find a guy. And all this talk about positionless football and duplicate skill sets, and just get guys that can catch the ball. Don't worry if they are replicants of one another's skill. That just sounds to me like what a team sounds like, or what a fan base sounds like, when they're bracing to not have a number one receiver on their team. Go get me a dog that's gonna win on the outside and set everything else up in the inside for Dalton Kincaid and Khalil Shakir. Like, I need a piece there to keep this train rolling. And the further I get away from the top three guys, the more worried I am about how long that's going to take. If Diggs were still here, the idea of having some ramp up time, I made this point a lot before the Diggs trade. I'm not crazy about Mac Hollins, but like, he's played in the league and played a role in the league, and okay, and I've got Samuel and I have Diggs, and I'll figure it out. If Diggs is slipping and my rookie can't jump in right away, I can get by. Like, I've got experienced NFL receivers to put on the field. Now Diggs is gone, and that has gone out the window. Like, I don't have ramp-up time, I don't think. All right? I don't have Travis Kelce. I need to get a guy. So I'm going to be living and dying trying to get that done in the next week.
Trading up.
Or staying put and just drafting the best guy that's there. But getting out of there really worries me.
I just don't see how staying there is better odds at doing exactly what you're trying to accomplish. You have to, I think you would probably say no. I think you have to buy in to the idea that one or two specific people are just like going to succeed in a way that anybody else on that list would not, whoever your favorite is, would not. And that is just so dicey. Like, just nobody knows that. So I think, you know, it's fine to have takes and favorites, and the Bills themselves will have that, and every team will have that. But I just feel like you have to necessarily think A.D. Mitchell, for example, is what I'm talking about, and Troy Franklin isn't. Or whoever, anybody else after Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cannot, I will never get there. I just feel like there's too much history that tells you that's impossible. But it is interesting to think about, maybe. I was starting to say before, Brandon Bean today talking, wide receiver one. I mean, what was he going to say? We absolutely have to have one and we don't.
Right.
What was he going to say? He said, you know, Bean at least gives you the answers that he kind of has to give you, but he does it in an interesting, appealing way. Like, he does sound like he's sort of engaging with you, and he's good at it. I mean,
yes. He's
pretty good at it, but he's not going to say we have to have a wide receiver one, because nobody's going to say that they have that.
Like, right. No.
Who's
yeah.
the best receiver on the team?
Right.
Curtis Samuel. Like, nobody's going to say it's Shakir. It's one or the other.
Right.
Nobody's going to say the Bills have a so-called wide receiver one. I think what's interesting, like, I don't need to be married to that term. You know, I mean, Bean doesn't want to be married to that term now. at least. He maybe right. did well, with Diggs here.
Just like Kevin Adams earlier this week. Like, Bean is not going to tell you, I got to get a wide receiver one, because if he waits until, you know, Friday night to draft a receiver, people are going to be like, oh, that's your receiver one, the 12th guy? What, are you crazy? So
I think even on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, any rookie is your wide receiver
right.
one.
They're not Thursday night. If they draft A.D. Mitchell or Xavier Worthy at 28 or 24, because they just have to move up a couple spots because it's in their DNA.
You know it.
They're not going to sit there and say, there's our new wide receiver one. They're going to be hoping that that's what he becomes, but they are not going to label him
that's right.
because he's a rookie coming in, and you know he'll start out on the depth chart behind everybody because he's a rookie. That's how they do it.
Is somebody going to say Dalton Kincaid is their wide receiver one? Because that's ridiculous.
Oh, wow, I will fight.
Hopefully the Bills never stoop to that.
Yeah.
You know, that a tight end is actually.
Please no.
Yeah. Right. But, so I don't need to sort of attach myself to that term. Like, I don't know, who is Kansas City's wide receiver one, right? Rashee Rice, second round pick last year. How did they do? So you don't really need, I guess, I just want to crack the door open a little bit on that. Then, you know, mm-hmm. I want to have a guy. Here's the interesting thing, though, to think about Stephon Diggs. Maybe it's a little bit of bias because now he's off the team, so we can kind of poke holes in him. But when do you want your wide receiver one? You want him when the game is on the line, because the very best receivers are undeniable. When the game is on the line, you are getting the ball to this player. You will be able to. Your quarterback is good. You will be able to. He will get open. He will produce. He will deliver when the game is on the line. No matter how good your number one cover guy is, I'm going to my guy.
I'm
going to
find a way.
And we're going to see.
Right. I've got stuff to scheme him, whatever. I'm going to find a way to get him the ball.
The Bills did not have so many close games here in these amazing 4 years. You want four?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is. It's 4 years. So that, like, there are that many examples where, oh, okay, well, here it is. Yeah. 2 minutes to go. In the playoffs, though, and late in the season when it mattered the most, Diggs went away. Like, yeah. He was not, we have to get the ball. He might think that's what they should have done. They lost these games, but, yeah. some of them.
The best example of a late game play that is incredible by him and the quarterback comes in the Arizona game with that they lose on the Hail Mary. Like, that's an incredible catch and throw, just a great play that gets kind of lost in the wind because, you know, a few minutes later they lose the game on a Hail Mary. That's a late game situation where they went to their guy and they got it. But, like, I don't have a long list of those. I might be forgetting them. But that's one that certainly comes to mind for me, but it's easily forgotten because of the circumstances.
How about this? And we'll take a break here. 803-0550 for your calls. The last drive of the season, down three, mid fourth quarter against the Chiefs in the playoffs. Do you know what happened on that drive in terms of Diggs?
The first play is the bomb that he drops, and I'll bet he doesn't get another target.
He got three targets on that drive. And Allen was 0-for-3 on those three plays. And that's every incomplete pass on the drive until the last two, after the two-minute warning, right, were all passes to Diggs. There's a small sample. But, of course, he is walking alone underneath on the first play after the two-minute warning and absolutely should have gotten the ball there, but did not. Went to the end zone. We know all about that. Lines are open. NFL draft the focus today, 1 week away. Sal, Joe, Jeremy, Nate, all will join us in the middle of the show, taking turns as we look ahead to next Thursday night. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Best time for us today for your calls is next. This is WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.